A Celtic Halloween ghost story. Can death stop Johnny from grabbing a drink after a hard day at work? It's Pub Songs and Stories number 259.
Queen of the land, and her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. In a neat little town they called Belfast, a princess in trade I was bound, and many's the hour of sweet happiness I spent in the neat little town. Till a sad misfortune befell me, that caused me to stray from the land, far away from my friends and relations, to follow the black velvet band. Yes, her eyes shone like the diamond, to think she was queen of the land, and her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Intending to go very far, I met with a frolicsome damsel applying her trade in a bar. Well, the watch she took from a customer, and she slipped right into my hand. And the watch came and put me in prison. Bad luck to the black velvet band. Yes, her eyes they shone like the diamond, she was queen of the land, and her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Before judge and jury next morning, for trial I had to appear. And the judge, he said, my young fellow, the case against you is quite clear. Well, 7 long years is your sentence. You're going to Van Diemen's land, far away from your friends and relations, to follow the black velvet band. Yes, her eyes they shone like the diamond, you'd think she was queen of the land, and her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. So come all you jolly young fellows, I have you take warning by me. If you're ever out on the liquor, my boys, beware of the pretty Colleen. Push to fill you with whiskey and porter until you're not able to stand. And the very next thing that you'll know, me lads, you've landed in Van Diemen's land. Yes, her eyes have shone like the diamond, you'd think she was queen of the land, and her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Yes, her eyes have shone like the diamond, you'd think she was queen of the land, and her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band, tied up.
Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. I am Mark Gunn, and this is the audio liner notes for the songs I play. Now, the show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon, and if you enjoy this podcast and my music, please join the club. I do make a living as a musician, so this helps immensely. You can get 2 to 3 podcasts per month. You'll be able to download a song featured in this show, get sheet music, and access to Coffee with the Kilt Father video concerts. That's all for as little as $5 per month. Special thanks to my newest gunrunner on Patreon, Lisa P, and also to Troy, who is back as a gunrunner or upped their sponsorship. So thank you so much, Troy. I appreciate it. So we started off the show with Black Velvet Band, and that is from my CD, The Bridge. And this episode's going to be a little bit different because music, You may ask, where's the story? So I'm trying another change to the podcast. I keep changing my mind on different things as time goes by. So I'm going to share a few tracks in this episode, like I did that one. They're not going to have a story with it, but there will be a story about an original song. And today I'm featuring my song, I'll Drink from Dusk Till Dawn. It's a ghost story, and it's just in time for Halloween. I'm revving up for the end of the new year. I launched the Celtic Christmas podcast last week. And yes, I know we haven't got through Halloween yet, but when you're a DJ, you have to plan way early. Speaking of Halloween, if you haven't listened to Lament for Halloween Rabbit, then go check out that episode of the podcast. You'll find a link in the show notes. And I released that episode last year. You can hear my Bugs Bunny Halloween song in that episode. And of course, there's also a whole bunch of Celtic Halloween video shows and podcasts that I've done over the years. So make sure you go look Celtic Halloween in the show notes at pubsong.com. You can find a whole bunch of stuff. And you can also pick up an MP3, an EP that is called Celtic Halloween. It's one of the bonuses you get when you become a member of my Gunrunners Club on Patreon. There's a direct link to that EP when you head on over to the show notes and check it out. For show number 259, this next song I'm going to play for you is Hi Genie Hi. I don't think I've ever played it on this podcast, or maybe once. Once, because I did the entire Happy Songs of Death CD that was played in an entire episode of this show. So you've heard it once, maybe. But I love this song. I learned it from Ed Miller, and it is a happy song of death and murder. And I'm messed up. What can I say? So here's Hi Genie Hi.
Sing Hi Genie Hi. Sing low, genie low. You can never make a singing bird out of a hoodie crow. My father was a gentleman, and a gentleman was he. But he's wedded me to an old man of 80 years. Oh, sing hi, genie, hi. Sing low, genie, low. You can never make a singing bird out of a hoodie crow. Before I'd have an old man with 30 plows and land. But I'd rather have a young man with only hat in hand. Oh, sing hi, genie, hi. Sing low, genie, low. You can never make a singing bird out of a hoodie crow. When we go to bed at night, he turns over to the wall and never lays a hand on me till morning light dawns. Oh, sing hi, genie, hi. Sing low, genie, low. You can never make a singing bird out of a hoodie. Drown him in a well. Some others have advised me to grind him in a mill. Oh, sing hi, genie, hi. Sing low, genie, low. You can never make a singing bird out of a hoodie crow. But I have taken my own advice and borne him to a plane. And I've tied him to a windmill and I'll never come back again. Oh, sing hi, genie, hi. Sing low, genie, low. You can never make a singing bird out of a hoodie crow. Genie low, you can never make a singing bird out of a hoodie crow.
I learned something interesting about recycling recently, and I wanted to share it. I think most of us know we should recycle, but there are a lot of hiccups in learning how to do it effectively. So when I was in Birmingham, we could only recycle glass by taking it to a glass recycled dumpster. But in Atlanta, we have a lot more options. So I'm going to share two quick and easy tips if you want to know something about recycling, which it's great for our environment and will help us through the climate change issues that our world faces today. So first off, don't put plastic bags into the recycle bin. Plastic bags are too thin and they will tangle up in the machinery. That means they have to shut down the equipment to get the plastic bag out. You can take all types of thin plastic to the recycle bins at grocery stores, or some grocery stores. It says plastic bags, and we think about grocery bags. That's what I thought for years. I thought it was just for grocery bags, but it turns out it's for all thin plastic. So take those to the grocery stores and find the ones that have the recycle bins for their plastic bags. And you can put all your thin plastic. In fact, I was at Multiverse a couple weekends back, and every time a CD was sold, I would take off the plastic there and I put it into a special bag. Or the album pins, I'd take off the plastic there and I put them in a special bag and I took them to the recycle bin afterwards. So go do that. It's a good way to recycle that plastic. Second, this also includes trash bags. Those should not be dumped into the recycle bin. Again, something I used to do. I used to bag all my recycled material into a plastic trash bag and dump that into the recycle bin. It turns out that when you do that, the collectors frequently throw those bags into the regular trash because the trash bag also will get caught in the machinery. I feel terrible because I've did this for way too long. So instead, dump the recycles loosely into your blue bins. And it seems weird, I know, but it's more likely to get recycled. So I hope this helps you as much as it has helped me. So go recycle. Upcoming shows, November 4th through 6th, I'll be at Conjuration in Atlanta. November 19th, Three Taverns Brewery in Decatur. And November 19th in the evening, so that the Three Taverns is in the afternoon, early afternoon, at noon rather. And Iron Shield on November 19th is in the evening. And big thanks to Rex and his family. They're celebrating a birthday, and that's one of the reasons. Iron Shield has unfortunately cut back on most of their music for the next few months because of a number of issues. And hopefully next year we'll be back to normal. But in the meantime, I was really fortunate that Rex set that up. So thank you so much, Rex. Really appreciate it. All right, that's in Lawrenceville, Georgia. So come join me for that. All right, next up, I got a song, La 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 Geek. I think I wrote this song on this podcast, or at least on a video. Maybe it was on a video. Might have been on a video show I did. But I wrote it publicly many, many years ago. And it is now on my CD, Sci-Fi Drinking Songs. You have CDs? Yeah, I know. Stuck in my head, too. Lords and ladies, it is time once again to sing a song about the letter L. Now, I will try not to make it too lecherous or lascivious, lest you end up with a lobotomy. These L words were picked by Lube, the loyal order of bards. Let's see how he did. Are you ready? Well, let's go then. La, 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 labyrinth. La, 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 laboratory. La, 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 leprechaun. La, 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 leaf on the wind. That's a good start. But what about some L names like La, 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 Legolas. La, 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 Lex Luthor. La, 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 Lancelot. La, 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 Princess Leia. Well, if we're really gonna do Leia, then we need to also add La, 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 Lucky. La, 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 Luke Skywalker. Okay, that's kind of weird. La, 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 lightsaber. There we go. La, 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 live long and prosper. I think I kind of lampooned my movie genre, so well. La, 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 laser. La, 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 Lovecraft. La, 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 last unicorn. La, 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 Wingardium Leviosa. La, 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 Lilliputian. Oh, well, listen to me. 'Cause L is such a lovely letter. For words like legilimency or layer. Like on your Facebook if you dare. So why not la 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 with me? So, the story of I'll Drink from Dusk Till Dawn. I wrote I'll Drink from Dusk Till Dawn around 2001, I think. I don't really exactly remember. But what I do remember that it was about this Irish ghost story. That was my goal. The original title of the song was Johnny the Door, and I first recorded it with the Brobdingnagian Bards for our album, Songs of Ireland, and it was one of the few original songs on that CD. Now, this is one of those songs I was super proud of. I wanted to write a traditional style ghost story, And I feel like I succeeded tremendously. I had so many people ask us back then where I found the song because they thought it was a traditional Irish song. And that was a big part of my goal in writing it. I wanted a song that was indistinguishable from traditional Irish songs. So on that front, I succeeded. I also succeeded because of the name Johnny at the Door. It's a good ghost story name, in my opinion. It evokes wonderful imagery. And it's the story of a man who goes to work just longing for the end of the day and a good pint of beer with his friends. But he dies on the journey and his ghost finishes his quest to have a good pint of beer. But yes, I changed that good name. And that was because of mp3.com. So back in 2001, we were doing really well on mp3.com and on into 2002 when we released Songs of Ireland. I was learning a lot about naming things in search during that time. It was the start of my study of SEO, search engine optimization, which was super important in the aughts. If you wanted to be at the top of Celtic music on Google, you needed to understand SEO. And now it's just pointless, so I don't do that at all. But this was less SEO and more naming, because there are different ways to approach these things. So if you know the song Johnny at the Door, which sounds cool and kind of creepy, but it doesn't really get much attention by the name Johnny at the Door until you hear that chorus. I'll drink from dusk till dawn. I'll drink a toast to day's end. You see, this was one of my more successful attempts to write a drinking song. But again, Johnny at the Door doesn't really say anything about it being a drinking song, not until you hear it. So I was convinced that if I renamed the song, that it would be more popular on mp3.com, and I was correct. I changed the name, and the song shot up in the Celtic music charts. It wasn't, you know, Tolkien level, that, you know, that was our most popular track over there, but it did really well. It was good enough that when I decided to re-record the song in 2009 for my CD, Happy Songs of Death, that I should use that name, instead of the one that the Bards had used on Songs of Ireland, I'll Drink from Dusk Till Dawn. So you live and learn. Nevertheless, it hasn't done much. When I released the CD on Happy Songs of Death, it still didn't go above and beyond as much as I would love it to have done, for whatever reason. I would love to have several someones actually to re-record the song and see if they can do something more with it, because I feel like it has a lot of untapped potential, but I don't know exactly what it was. In fact, this recording was produced by Ari Koinoma. He was the Japanese-American producer I hired also to produce Irish drinking songs for Cat Lovers. And aside from the autoharp, he played all of the instruments on the song. And I think he sang on the track as well, but most of the background vocals were me singing in different voices, which is something I was learning to do on Going for Broke, the album, one of the albums right before that. Now, Ari told me later that this was his favorite song on the album, and he had fun producing it and building the intensity. And I loved how the story came together, because, again, it is a ghost story, and I set it up with a basic, you know, this is the start, waking up in the morning, and, you know, I'm not ready to face the day. And then the day progresses little by little. And he's like, I gotta get to the end of the day. I want that drink and my friends and I'm going to hang out. And then he heads out there and he meets Death on the road. And of course, Death takes his life. And, that's how it ultimately ends up, at the end. Now, one of the other fun things about this is that, for Happy Songs of Death, the album, is that I did have two album covers that were released. One was created by the one that's still publicly available. It's by Ingrid Howers, a Celtic artist out of, she's in Northern Ireland now. She's originally from the Netherlands. And then the other one, Nikki O'Shea, who did a Death's auto harp picture. So which I thought was worked out really well, especially because it evokes that same imagery from the song of with Death there standing there with his scythe but instead of the scythe, I think he has an auto harp. So it's really cool having that as well. But, and Nikki O'Shea, of course, she's the one who did the album cover for my next CD, which is called Come Adventure With Me, and hopefully it'll be out next year, though I haven't wrapped things up to make that happen, so I need to look to see where I am on that. Hopefully tomorrow, that'll be my goal. All right, well, here is I'll Drink from Dusk Till Dawn from my CD, Happy Songs of Death.
Johnny awoke with an ache in his head. Bad dreams had made him ill, and he grumbled as he dressed despite his duress as he made his way to the mill. Well, he never wanted to work that day, but the foreman had made himself clear, So Johnny dreamed of the eve to come when he drank him beer after beer, singing, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink a toast to day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of me friends. It was a cold morning, went straight to his bones, so he wished that he had him some ale. Just one fine glass of that stout Guinness would hold him to the end of the trail. Well, his mouth had watered at the thought of ale. By the time he'd arrived, he'd decide that not even death could keep him away from his friends and their favorite diet. They'd sing, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink a toast to day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of me friends.
But Johnny worked hard all the day, his mind away drinking alone. And he told his friends of the pledge he'd made and the fantasy that kept him afloat.
Come hell or high water, I'll drink with you, nothing could keep me away. When the day came to end, he left the friend. Together they walked and they sang. They sang,
I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to those days end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of me friends.
They came to a bridge of rope, and there they met the man with a scythe in his hand and an evil grin. 'Tis old Death who cut Johnny down. Johnny's friend crossed himself, swore 'twas the truth as he told the story to the bar, and they all recalled Johnny's last words. I'll drink come color high water, he sang,
I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink until the day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of me friends.
Stood a man unafraid. He called for a beer. They realized when near, it was Johnny come back from the grave. Said, you can keep me away from work, but there's nothing on you live for me there. But I told you today of the pledge I made. You can't keep a man from his beer. Oh well,
I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink a toast to day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of me friends. Oh well, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink until the day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of me friends.
I'll drink to the health of me friends. I'll drink to the health of me friends. Why, I'll drink to the health of me friends.
If you head to the show notes for this episode, you can download the song as an MP3 when you join my Gunrunners Club on Patreon. You'll find a link to it in the show notes. So what are you doing while listening to Pub Songs and Stories? I'd love your thoughts and feedback. So take a picture of yourself or wherever you are, or what these stories remind you of, and post it on social media. Use the hashtag PubStories so I can find it and share your story. Big thanks to listening to Pub Songs and Stories. The show is produced by Mark Gunn, edited by Mitchell Peterson, with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. You can subscribe and listen to the regular show wherever you find podcasts. You can also subscribe to my mailing list. You will get regular updates of new music, podcasts, special offers, and you'll enjoy more stories behind several of my most popular songs. And of course, please tell a friend about this podcast. Especially, you know, this one, because it's got a special theme. It's not just my music. It is just my music, I guess. But they can hear multiple things, lots of music in the episode, more music in it. So word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. So please share it if you can, if you're so inclined. Have fun and sing along at pubsong.com. Talk to you later. Sláinte.